Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 400. Right, we have hit 400. I am Chris.
Ooh, you're Chris.
As always, joined by Tony.
I am not Chris.
No, you're not.
I have never said that. I just wanted to confirm for everyone.
Just in case anybody was confused, Tony, not me. And I am not Tony.
Hey, there have been people who have listened to our podcast and said, those guys kind of sound alike, and I can't tell which is which. I think there's something wrong with those people.
Yes. Fozzie is here as well.
Hi.
And Jeff is here.
Hello.
Do people confuse Jeff and Fozzie too?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either.
I feel like we are all very distinct.
I have a sultry voice.
You do.
Although, Jeff kept saying I talk like someone in a podcast that he listens to.
Yeah, dude. Like, that Retro Game Squad, I said it before, like, the personalities on that show is basically, like, all copycats of us. Like, there's someone who's like Tony, there's someone like that's like Chris, and there's someone who's like Fozzie. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's just like the three of them. So there's no analog to me, but
I don't think there is anywhere, Jeff.
Yeah, there's only one.
You are a unique.
No, but like, if you ever listened to an episode of that show, you guys would totally understand what I'm saying. There's like the guy, there's like the straight guy, like Chris, who's like trying to keep the fucking show together. And he's like the one running the show, and he's the most organized and shit. And then there's a guy who's, like, smart that kind of reminds me of Tony. And then there's the guy that's just, like, funny that reminds me of Fozzie. Like, even to the point, like, the guy had Fozzie-isms. Like, he would say, yeah, doggy and shit. Like, so, like, just, like, someone fucking, like, clone us at some point?
Maybe.
Yeah, that show has been done, although they kind of had, like a reboot. But yeah, I would say go check out Retro Game Squad. You guys will totally hear what I'm saying, even if you don't totally agree with what I'm saying.
I like
it. It's pretty funny. Anyways,
you said they kind of they're done.
They quit. They're like, oh, we couldn't do it. Like, it's a big time commitment. Like, we're married now, and this and this and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. This whole thing. Then 3 months later, they come back and they're like, we're going to try to do episodes every quarter, and they've done probably, like, 3 episodes in the last, like, 4 months. So, like, they're almost back to their regular schedule again.
Yeah.
They couldn't stay away, so.
It's hard, because whenever you hear news, like, obviously you can talk about it on Twitter. I think Twitter's helped kind of curb that need to podcast, but sometimes you need to have more of a forum.
It's definitely curbed by need to write. I just fucking rants on Twitter.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm done.
Amen.
Imagine all the great writers that are just like, they have 200 followers on Twitter and they're just not getting their stuff out there because they're like, ah, fuck it. I write a book. It's pointless.
Exactly.
Missing out on all this literary stuff.
Books are overrated, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. God bless social media.
I'm writing a book in tweets, just like Kanye West.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see his tweet about that? I'm writing a book in tweets. He's fucking tweeting some crazy ass shit. I love him.
Well, I mean, when doesn't he, though? Like, he's kind of insane.
The past 8 years, I've been writing a novel with the first letter of every word, so it's been pretty impressive so far. Mm-hmm.
That I don't know if you guys saw the tweet thread that the guy did like the first letter and he went through Avril Lavigne's girlfriend.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
He'd been going back like weeks or some shit.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden he's like, read the first. He's like, read the first word of my of each tweet and keep going back and keep going and keep going, and then you start going and you're like, wait a second, this is like a song. Like,
yeah,
I didn't know the song at first, but I was like, holy shit. You fucking maniac.
But we're not here to talk about Retro Game Squad podcast or or hidden messages and tweets.
But we should.
We can. We can talk about whatever the hell we want, which is kind of the MO of this show for 400 episodes. So, Tony, you had an idea for what we should do.
Well, given it's the 400th episode, I was like, right, let's do something 400 themed. So I, you know, Google 400, and there's like nothing, absolutely nothing, except for this one HTTP error, which is error 400 bad request. And I'm like, well, let's talk about all of like the big horrible things that have happened in gaming that we've experienced. Because I know a lot of like the really bad controversies happened even before we put the podcast together, so we've never really like talked about them in depth. So I thought it'd be cool to go through some of that stuff and, you know, get into it.
And you you came up with a couple right off the bat.
my two favorites. number one is actually really relevant to Jeff right now because he did something bad. Which is the big the big PSN network, the PlayStation Network shutdown.
That was actually happened today in 2011. So April
19th, 2011. Wow. And that was like for like 2 months, right?
It was like that summer, yeah.
It went on forever.
Could you imagine that, like, this day and age, like, Fortnite, like, how much money they'd be losing?
Dude, in that day and age, it was fucked up to begin with. Like,
yeah, because didn't MAG, like, launch right around
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I think probably. Yeah.
It wiped out MAG. There was, like, a SOCOM game multiplayer, too, that killed both of them. Sucks. Like, how bad can you get? And now it's even worse. Like, everything requires connectivity.
Everything.
Could you be like, I have my my Xbox Game Pass. Oh, I can't play anything now.
Yep.
That was so bad. I just can't imagine anything like that happening again. But I still don't trust Sony. Like, I will not put my credit card on my PSN account ever again.
Did it get hacked?
Well, you know, my credit card company went and just went ahead and canceled my card and sent me a new one.
Mm.
So,
well,
yeah, which was nice of them. But I didn't actually get hacked, so that was pleasant.
I did,
but Jeff did, and you gotta imagine, like, with all the information that got out there, like, people took it and set up bots and whatever. So, like, I am completely unsurprised that happened to you, Jeff.
Yeah. So this actually happened within the last week. This is not in 2011. This happened. So like sometime last week, I decided to actually hook up my PS4 again because God of War was coming out and I wanted to play it. So I'm in the process of doing that. I don't remember what my sign-in password was, so I made a new one, and I'm pretty sure the one I made was the one I used to have in 2011, so maybe that was the problem. And like that password was out there and someone was waiting to pounce, or I don't know how anything this
No, they probably just set up a bot. So whenever anyone logs into their account, like they have all that information already stored. So and it's not a person, it's definitely like a robot, and you just walked right into it.
Yeah, but then is there like a person on the other end of that was using the account for something at some point? Like, I don't understand.
Well, who knows how closely whoever it was watching? I mean, they might not have been doing anything with it.
Well, they did set up two-step verification in their phone number, so I really appreciated that.
Shut up.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, so look, I set up my PS4, and I'm setting up my PS4 and remembering all the reasons why I don't like this system that much. The controller batteries don't last that long. The internet is way slower than any other device I have. Even when I have it wired to my fucking router, it's just like, there's just so many little things like that where I'm like, why the fuck would I choose to play stuff on this? But I get it all set up, whatever. And the next morning, I'm taking a shit at work in the morning. So I'm looking at, I pull up, open my email, and I just saw like 5 minutes earlier, someone changed my password. Like, you know, like, hey, password change request. Hey, two-step verification is not set up. I'm like, dude, I didn't do any of this shit. I'm sitting here shitting at work. So, like, I call them and, like, explain to them that that was not me and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, this could take up to 48 hours to get that two-step verification removed. So, and it took a little over 24 hours. And I finally got an email saying, you know, two-step verification has been deactivated. I logged into my account from my phone and immediately set up two-step verification in my number. It was cool, though, because I could see the other number, like at least the last four digits of the other number that had stolen my account. Fantastic. So I went with the last fucking four numbers, 9955. I'm coming for you, motherfucker. So yeah, that was like a great reminder of how much I fucking hate Sony. I mean, hey, come on, man.
Who do you at this point, Hefe?
I love them all.
I don't know.
I'm sure I'll love Sony again. I'm playing Bloodborne right now. I'm loving it.
There you go.
And you're getting God of War tomorrow, so
right.
Very shortly, yes.
You already have it, don't you? That this is the reason this whole thing happened to you.
Yeah, I mean, I have it downloaded and everything.
You probably play it 20 minutes from now.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, the PSN outage was insane. Did we get
ramifications years later?
Yeah.
For me.
didn't we get they compensate us somehow with like free games?
There were like free games and free like identity theft protection and
yeah.
It's like here's Wipeout or something.
Right.
Shit.
The games all sucked too. There was not a game on that list where I'm like, ooh, I really want to play this.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for the
It's something, I guess, you know. But yeah. The fact that like it went months, like that is insane. And even at that time, like, dude, you're talking well into the Xbox Live era and all that shit. This happened like really not that different from today, other than the amount of money that's being made off of shit today. Probably it's kind of the same thing. Like people expected and wanted to play online. There was games built around online, and to have that down for like half the summer, it's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Fozzie's right though. Like, just imagine, like today, like where you know, free to play games are so much more.
Yeah, it'd be even worse.
Dominant,
and, like fucking people over.
Yeah, and, like Fortnite, is such a huge thing, and like the amount of people that are playing on PlayStation, like if that went down, wow.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if it does. Just say it.
No, not at all. Tony, you got another one.
Well, I think if you talk about that, you also have to talk about the other big controversy of that, or not controversy, but I don't know, catastrophe of that generation, which is the Red Ring of Death, which actually happened first. I don't know. I had one. I had my initial Xbox. It was an Elite. Because I, you know, had to go with the Elite. But it ROD'd. And that was the thing that got me out of, like, having one console. I'm like, oh, my God, if this stuff is going to happen, I'm not going to play the game. I ended up actually going out and buying a Nintendo DS while I waited for my console to come back. Because I'm like, I have nothing to game on. What's happening? I need something. And, of course, at that point, I'm like, I can't afford to go out and get a PS3. But, I went out and got my my DS and prayed for my Xbox to come home quickly. And it's actually one of the reasons why I started my blog on IGN was that I was like, I'm thinking about video games I really want to play, and I have nothing to do.
I'll write about them.
I'm going to write about them. So
the thing about that, too, was the failure rate was almost 100%, wasn't it? It was like you would get one eventually.
If you played long enough, you would get one. There was no option there. It was going to happen to you.
I can't remember if I ever got one. I did get... All right, so I got one, I want to say, within warranty, within the year, and they replaced it. And then that one lasted me for years. And then when they came out with the Slim, I was like, fuck, man, I bet you this thing's about to go. So I just, I like, it scared me into upgrading to that newer model. I think once they came out with, you know, like, that, was it called the Slim? Whatever it was, like, it didn't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, there was the, there's the original Xbox, which was the kind of cream with the hard drive that was on the side that, like, snapped onto the side. And then there was the Elite.
Which the black was one.
Yeah.
The Elite. Okay. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then they did the, I don't know if it was actually called the Slim, but they were like the Model E and Model S. Which were the more streamlined, like that. That's the one that, like, the Reach 360 is, and the Star Wars 360. That's the one with the Kinect port in the back, and those don't have the same problems, I don't think.
No, my Reach Xbox still works.
It was a soldering thing, right? Like, they used cheap solder.
It's like there was like one bad part, and it ruined all of them.
Billions, like billions of dollars for them too.
Yeah,
at least they were like, we'll go back like 3 years or whatever. Like, they gave you like a 5-year warranty on that thing.
Yeah, no, they did it right, and Sony did it right too. Like, they tried to do everything they could to, you know, make it good for the consumer that this happened.
Yeah, yeah, like, I remember when mine died. Like, you call them up and they would ship you out a coffin. Like, yeah. And you'd ship it out and they would get you another one. It took like a, you know, little while, but they did it right. So I have one that I thought was an interesting one. In 2013, EA relaunched SimCity.
Oh God, I'd forgotten about this.
I remember that.
I don't know how I could
reopen those wounds.
Oh yeah,
and it was a freaking clusterfuck. Like, the game came out, servers were bad. Like, the game had to be played online. that was just the way they designed it, and like, it was down for like a week, 2 weeks, something like that. And I remember I was pumped for that game, and I had pre-ordered it on Origin, and I couldn't play it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been quite so bad if the core game had actually been, you know, decent, but it sucked too. So
yeah, because they kind of like gave you like, it was almost like segments of like where you would build a city, but you couldn't build like your massive city anymore, like, because the islands or the areas were too small for you to actually do what you wanted. And I guess it was designed, we were supposed to be playing together or something, but
yeah, and you couldn't really play with other people.
Yeah,
I remember trying to set something up with Fozzy and it not working out for some reason.
That's so much potential. It could have been great. Like, I need a Sim Cities in my life. I need my new Sims. Yet,
it killed the series. We haven't gotten. We may never get another one. But of course, we got Cities.
So Skylines, bad.
So if you want to.
So bad.
Speaking of Skylines, though, that is they just added that to Game Pass.
Yep.
Did they? I didn't.
Yeah. Know. I actually tried it out before.
Ooh, I may play that for the achievements.
Yeah, I tried it out before I canceled my Game Pass, and I was just like, man, these games are just too hard to get into. Yeah, I just said, fuck it.
Oh, so you canceled Game Pass?
Yeah.
So no more Sea of Thieves, huh?
I don't think I ever really started. To be fair.
Rare's back, Jeff. Rare's back.
I love Sea of Thieves.
It was close. So fun. So close.
I'll play it with you, Fozzy. I still have it.
Hey.
Yeah, I still have Game Pass too. I mean, they have a State of Decay coming out in May, so I want to play that.
There's a bunch of games on Game Pass that just kind of make it worth having around.
Yeah, I've gotten plenty of worth out of it so far. Yeah, so.
It's not like it's expensive.
Yeah. You guys have anything? Any other ones?
I have my favorite one that I've probably brought up a bunch of times on here. That's the Sega Saturn, the launch of that.
Okay.
That's the one that they surprise launched it like at E3. It sounds like a cool like idea. Whereas like at E3 they were like, guess what? Our new system, it's out. But unfortunately, like that system was the Sega Saturn, and Sony had the PlayStation coming out like in the fall. So it's like that's why they did like that early, like, oh surprise, like, they're trying to get like a leg up on Sony, like getting into the market and shit. But it was like no, like the whole industry was not given a whole lot of like warning or anything of this. Like, so it pissed off retailers, it pissed off the press, kind of just pissed off everybody. There wasn't a whole lot. They didn't have like a strong launch lineup also because of this. And to top it all off, like as they're doing the special surprise announcement, they announced the price was like $399, and then you had Sony like right next door or right following that being like, yo, PlayStation 1, $299. So like they just, it's like the most, one of the most epic fucking fails ever, dude. I love that story. It's like the strangest, like craziest story I think in video game history.
Yeah, that it's like, I mean, it's not quite you know, equal to what happened with Microsoft, where they were like $500, and then Sony was like $400.
Yeah, it was
very similar.
Yeah, it was like very reminiscent of that.
Yeah, that's another. That's the one Sega system I like. I don't have. I never had, and I don't really have a whole lot of memories of even playing it. I only knew one person that owned one. So
what system?
The Saturn.
Oh yeah, no.
I don't think I ever got to play it.
It had nice.
There's not that many games for it. I forgot how many. It's, I don't want to say off the top. It was somewhere between 30 and like 90 games. I can't remember though. It could have literally been like 30 games though.
But I remember, yeah, total. One kid in the neighborhood had it, and I was like, "Why? Why did you do this to yourself?"
Self hate.
Fucking Sega. Speaking of like botch, like just in general things, like Xbox backtracking when they really should have just held their ground on the Xbox One. And remember how it was supposed to be like, continue, like the connectivity was supposed to be like 24/7, like it was required, and then everyone lost their goddamn minds.
I mean, I was among them, I'll admit.
Yeah, and then
it doesn't sound so scary anymore. It's just like, whatever.
It's not scary at all. You cannot play a video, like, you literally can't update your system. Like, there's no way you could just.
We're there. We are actually there. Like, if you have one of these systems out and you're not connected to the internet, it is useless.
It is. What are you doing? You're not using it for multimedia. You're not using it for games because games need to get patched 24/7. So, like, it's just, it's so funny. And they gave up. They're like, all right, fuck it. No one liked it. That was a bad idea. We're going to scrap it.
Right. Well, to be fair, I mean, it was so bad that it lost them the lead in the console race. Like, it, that moment was Sony's defining moment, right? Everyone turned on Microsoft. I mean, maybe they were just waiting for an opportunity to do that, but it happened.
What was the other thing? Like, you could play PS3 games on the... No, you couldn't. What was the backwards compatibility thing, too?
Neither of them were going to have back compat at the start. What they did have though was the game sharing, the discs for the Xbox were basically just going to be delivery devices. You put it in, it installs,
yeah,
and it's just like a verification disc,
right?
Whereas like. And I guess there was some sort of code on the disc that would lock it to your system. So like, at that point, it just becomes a coaster. Sony was like, "Well, here's how we do game sharing." And like, they did the skit where he handed the the disc yep. to the other guy.
Okay, that's what that was. And yeah. I remember everyone at that PlayStation thing like lost their shit. Like, oh my god, this is incredible. Like, Sony's done it. They're kings again. And then, like, you fast forward now, and then Xbox is, like, continuously giving you backwards compatibility. Like, they're making good on their, like, they're kind of just the better, like, console when it comes to a bunch of that stuff. But I literally think that that first impression, like, it just destroyed any sort of momentum that they could have carried from the 360. Because towards the end of it, the 360 was definitely king over the PS3.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, it's weird. Like, we just said, like, Saturn, you know, kind of having, like, that blunder with their price and Sony being able to undercut it by 100. But it's almost similar to Sony coming out to announce the PS3 and being so arrogant about it and, like, pricing it at $600 and having commentary, like, you know, you'll get a second job to get one of these, like, and Microsoft kind of like got that big head as well, and they went in there, no, we got this, we could do whatever we want, and it all backfired on them.
I mean, I would argue, I mean, that was definitely bad, and that definitely, I remember telling you guys back then, I went to that GameStop at the time, I was like, dude, PS4 is gonna fucking kill this thing, and it kind of did.
It did, yeah.
No, it still is.
But I think the bigger problem for Xbox this generation is the software, dude. I mean, yes, the messaging and all that shit fucked them off, like, right at the beginning. I think they could have recovered if, like, where's their Uncharted's and their God of War's? Yeah. Like, they don't have
the studios or the talent or anything to put they've that tried. Together.
It's just nothing is panning out either. Like, none of the stuff that they might have thought were going to be hits, like, Sea of Thieves or who knows, whatever.
If you look, like, I mean, I look back at the beginning of the PS4 and the Xbox One, because they released, what, within like 2-3 weeks of each other? And I look at that first year of software, and Microsoft actually delivered. They
blew their load.
Yeah, like, they came out, like, within that first year and actually had games, like...
Titanfall.
You know, Titanfall. They had the Insomniac game.
Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, Sunset Overdrive. But that bombed. Like, nobody got behind it. And like,
it was at least fun, though. Like,
yeah.
It's a cool exclusive.
Yeah. But like, they kind of, like, you know, like, they had Rise, which was okay. Dead Rising 3... They kind of hit it at the beginning, but now, like, they are, it's vacant, right? Like, even they have, like, 3 or 4 games a year if we're lucky.
Like, let's say, what's their best thing they did? Maybe Halo 5. I think that kind of pales when you put it, like, compared to, like, Bloodborne or God of War. I mean, I haven't played it yet. It looks incredible. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think they've even had close to that sort of artistic success. I don't think this generation is just kind of, they feel lost.
Well, I don't, like, did they have the artistic success though, even in the 360 generation? Like,
it certainly felt like there were games to always be excited about. Maybe they weren't always first party. I just didn't notice as much.
I'm going to go with that. I think last generation, they did a much better job of being the best platform for third-party titles, and I think Sony's really caught up to them there.
And Sony's first-party output has been, like, I think, really remarkable.
Yeah, so I think that like, Sony's first-party output combined with their, you know, them taking the lead so early and being kind of the place for third-party stuff to be played on, even if now, like, the Xbox One, like, the X is maybe gives you the better experience, but most people don't have an X. Like, Sony was able to catch up, yeah.
Earl was making fun of you on the Twitter, by the way, for having, like, every version of every console that came out this generation.
Making fun of who?
Me.
Oh, that's what I thought, yeah.
Do you did, though, don't you? Because
everyone except the launch PS4.
Yeah, launch PS4.
That's the only
one. I have launch of every system.
Yeah, I have all the other ones, though.
Yeah.
Going back to the previous topic, I was wrong about the number of Sega Saturn games. There was 290 Sega Saturn games.
That still seems really low.
It was the Sega 32X that had 36 games.
Yeah, and the 32X was a add-on for the Genesis.
It was like an in-between. Yeah, it was like a half step, but it was like there were exclusive games just for
there were, yeah. Like, oh, because you bought the 32X, you slotted it into the cartridge slot,
ridiculous.
32X games went into the 32X add-on.
Yeah. But I think on top of it, that the add-on had its own hookups as well, like tons of shit coming out of it, cords and shit coming out of it. So it's just like, it's a fucking monster, a Frankenstein monster.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Like, if you have that hooked up with the original Sega CD,
which I was see, that I did have. I did have the original Sega CD.
It just made it like this beastly monster. And actually, there was a backwards compatible piece. So it was kind of like the 32X. It was this weird, conglomeration that plugged into the cartridge slot that could play Master System games. So you could actually have the Sega CD, which was underneath the original Genesis model, then the 32X add-on, and the Master System back compat add-on all stacked in together. It's a nightmare machine. And didn't they have like a dance pad or a touch pad or something too? Or
I never had it. I'm sure that they did though.
So I remember seeing something with Roger Ebert, like from like the 80s or early 90s, where him and Roper, maybe it was Siskel. They're doing something with it, like they're playing some sort of boxing game or something.
I don't know.
Should look that one up. It's fascinating.
I'm looking at a picture of the all of the systems hooked up right now, and it's just ridiculous,
crazy. Any other nightmare scenarios for games?
How about No Man's Sky?
Whoo!
Yeah. Heyo.
Way to be a victim of successful PR. I guess though successful PR should involve, having an actual thing to be excited about.
Hey, we were singing its praises for about 10 hours. I remember coming on this show and being like, this game's awesome.
I remember sitting on, I was watching Chris.
Yeah, you watched me like, stream it.
This is the most incredibly boring game I have ever seen.
Yeah, that game was rough. But wow, what a...
It's coming to Xbox.
It is.
Apparently they've done things to it to make it good. I still have absolutely no urge to play it, but maybe I should try.
Based on what I remember of that game, I don't think there's anything you could do to it that makes it worth playing. You'd have to do some serious intensive work, and even then I'm just like, I don't think there's enough there. It's just like a cool tech demo. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like the idea that like, the computer can populate a galaxy or whatever of planets and stars is awesome, but the gameplay itself is so...
Taking off was really cool, though, and then going out into space and then being like, I'm going to that planet. Like, that was it. Like, there was, like, this cool half hour or so loop, and that's like, it.
That's the whole experience. Congratulations, everyone. Yeah. Enjoy.
I don't know. My son did ask about playing it on the Xbox, and I was like, I don't really want to buy it again. But maybe it'll come to Game Pass at some point and just try it that way. But yeah, what a nightmare that whole thing was. I remember Fozzie came on. It was the Game Awards, right? That original trailer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you were pumped for it. You were.
I was.
Everybody was, man. It was. They knew how to sell it.
Indie games, like, okay, here's the thing that I've come to realize, is that I do not get excited for indie games until they're, like, 3 months out anymore. And, like, really the only type of games that should be ever teased is, like, AAA titles. Like, 2 years in the making. Because that's the problem, is that No Man's Sky could never live up to its lofty expectations. It, you know.
Yeah, and I blame some of that on the developer one, and so like they never walked back any like anything that people were speculating about. They were never like, no, that's not in there. Like,
you know, if No Man's Sky comes out with no hype as like a $20 downloadable game, there might have been like it might have been a cult hit where like people are like, you should really check this game out. It's kind of crazy that like you could just go anywhere and it's like auto generating billions of planets and shit.
I think the problem is that it actually was too spaced out. Like, it should have kind of been Destiny esque, where it's like there's this massive planet, but there's probably going to be another like colony or something there. And then working to survive on that planet and then like going out there. Like, imagine if it was like a planet simulator. Where, like, it actually took a while for you to actually reach orbit, you know? And you had to build your spaceship and your base before you even do that. So...
Yeah. That'd be, I think, a better game.
I think that'd be awesome. But it's kind of like what Sea of Thieves is lacking. It's like, there was nothing to do. It's just... It's cool. It's interesting, but it gets old after a while, so... It's kind of a shame because I guess, you know, a year later or whatever, there's a bunch of stuff. So I wish that was just there beforehand.
I am interested to see what they are adding into this next update.
Still updating the game?
Yeah, like there's a huge update coming out this summer. Probably, I guess they announced when the Xbox game, when the Xbox version is coming out sometime in June. So my guess is that this update's coming out around there. But they said it's a massive update that's gonna like change aspects of the game and make it more exciting.
Speaking of games that are never done, Chris, I think Friday the 13th is on sale.
Oh, is it?
I think so. I don't know if it still is.
Is that single player campaign there?
I don't think so.
About is it Battlefield 4 that launched completely fucked for months?
Yeah, you guys bitching about that.
I remember that. Like you'd hop into a game and couldn't recognize anything that was going on, and man, that game was. That really messed me up because that was like the game I got at launch for my Xbox because was it Watch Dogs was delayed?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll get Battlefield. I love those games, and Battlefield sucked.
Yeah, I don't think we actually got to actually like play on a solid match until like January.
Yeah, I don't even think I think I played that game for like 6 hours.
What a waste.
There's been a lot of disappointments in the past few years.
Yeah. What are some other ones? Come on, throw them out here.
How about the original Sin? E.T.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Okay.
That was...
I don't think I personally experienced that one, though.
No, I mean, it was... I would have been an infant when this happened.
I owned it.
Did you? I actually do own a copy of it. But yeah, it was like an early, very harsh lesson that the industry learned that they thought it would be like the biggest deal ever because it was like a movie game. And, you know, E.T. was a big hit movie. the game was panned, it did not sell well, they made a shitload of copies, it nearly like killed the industry.
That's as bad as it gets, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They like buried a, like there's so many copies of this, they buried like almost
a million copies out in the desert. There's like a landfill.
Yeah. This is kind of fucking insane. I mean, that's, you know, going back into video game history, that's like the first huge disaster, probably, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird game that is, too.
I've seen video of it. I've not played it, nor do I want to play it.
I don't think you want to play it.
I don't really want to play any. I hate to say it. I hate to be that guy, but I don't like Atari games. They're ugly. They're so ugly.
Chris is plotting your death right now.
I mean,
he's not wrong. Like,
there is a certain charm to it, but like anytime I play one of those games, I'm like, this is actually truly ancient. And the NES was such a leap forward for what games are. Like,
oh yeah,
the NES games, despite being from 85 or whatever, like they are how modern games feel, and Atari, most modern games do not feel like that at all, except for the simplest modern games that come out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, there are games that I think they did okay on, like the port of Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. Like they're not bad ports. They're decent for what that machine was, and like when it came out.
Yeah, but I would never choose to play Pac-Man.
No, not from there. No, of course not. Like, I mean, obviously, if you want to play Pac-Man, you want to play that like in an arcade booth if you have the opportunity. But that was like the biggest selling game for that thing too, though.
I mean, look, I'm not hating on the Atari. It's just a system.
It doesn't sound like you're loving on it, though.
No, I mean, look, I think I had one when I was a kid, and it got destroyed in like a flood. And then, like a year or two later, I got the Nintendo. But I was so little when I had the Atari. Like it was more my dad's toy, I think. You know, like I don't really remember it.
Sure.
But, you know, there's some fondness for it in that way a little bit. But it's just like, just going back to play those games now, like, I respect them more than I would want to play them. Like, I'll still play an NES game, like a good one. Like, they still hold up.
Yeah, going back and playing with that stick and the one button.
Yeah, one button.
Can be rough. Yeah. There's some fun to be had there. But, yeah, you're right.
Anyways, can we discuss like really like faults of anything but just time and fucking lag and 56k modems and online gaming in like the 2001 era where I would play Diablo 2 and then I'm playing hardcore mode, so if I die my character dies forever, there's no coming back, and then fucking my dad picks up the phone or something, and I'm like surrounded by a million guys, and I'm just like alt F4ing like it's no one's business, and just praying that I log back in and my guy is in a fucking shroud. Because seriously, like the only reason that game, why it took so long for someone to reach level 99 was just because of the fact that like, It was crazy. Like the 56k modem life was nuts. It was a weirder time. That's what made Diablo 2 so exciting for me, though, because the knowing that like the lag at any time could kill me. You never knew where it was coming from. It just
the abrupt parental disconnections by them, like, you have to make a phone call.
Yeah, like, oh god, let me save you, Fox. And then it's like, yeah, I spent many hours, and then eventually I just like, oh well, he's dead, I guess I gotta fucking make another one, here we go. It was great because everyone was in the same boat. No one was better than each other. It was a wild time those days.
Yeah, plan over modem. that was a thing. Wasn't a great thing.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy just how much different the technology is in just literally like 15 years. So I mean, it really makes you think what another 15 years will bring, because
yeah,
that was fucking sophomore year of high school essentially. So I mean, well, all right, 16, 17 years, but like, God, and now it's crazy. Like, it would take 30 minutes to download a song, and now download that in 3 seconds.
Download the album in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Well, now you don't even need to download it. Like, you just press play on your phone, and like, it's already playing. You can land like, and never mind just audio files. Like, you can do that with like video files. Yeah. Like, you can stream, you know, Netflix movies or YouTube or any of that shit.
Can we just switch over to a technology podcast? Because I really want to talk about 5G and how incredible that's going to be when it comes out.
Be great. It's
going to
be
awesome. That's going to like change everything. But yeah, all these, like, we're going to be these old fuckers that remember modems, and we're going like, God damn it, that's going to be us old people, you know? I mean, damn it. Back in my day, had to, like, they're not going to know what this dial-up fucking tone was. They don't know that.
No, people are already, like...
My fiancé barely, like, knows that. So it's like,
Like, if you told a kid today Star 6-7 or Star 6-9, you'd be like, what are you talking about?
Or 10-10-3-2-1 or calling collect. Not having a cell phone until you're in high school or college, like...
1-800-CALL-ATT. What? What is that?
So anyways, yeah. Like, just like that early, like, gaming. It was kind of exciting, but kind of just, like, it was just a clusterfuck because it was so new. And it was crazy.
Yeah, back, I don't know, this probably maybe late 90s, early 2000s. But Microsoft had something called the Game Zone, which was a multiplayer matchmaking service for PC games.
Okay.
And so, like, you would create a room on this service. Like, so say I was playing like Jedi Knight, I could create a room on here, and then people would populate in that wanted to play it, and then I would boot the game up, and they would automatically populate in, and just like that idea of, like, you know, it's probably the precursor to what they did with Xbox Live, but like this idea that there was a matchmaking service that, like, you could find people just straight there on the internet was kind of crazy to me. So,
yeah, it was nuts.
I remember the first time I ever saw the internet was like at my friend's house. I'm trying to think what year it would have been, like maybe 95 or 96. Right? Does that sound right?
Probably.
Something like that.
Yeah, CompuServe was still a thing, like 94, 95. AOL. I remember being in LA.
Just going on AOL and like getting in a chat room. And he would get like pornographic pictures somehow, probably from like fucking weirdos, right? And it would be like, you'd be sitting there watching the picture load. Like a JPEG.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, that was how... That's how fucking, like, we were at the dawn of that shit, you know?
Yep.
I
had my floppy disk, Pamela Anderson. That was a good time.
I will say, Fozzie, we are going to be those people that are like, you know, that we remember this stuff, but I don't think we're going to be like, you know, like the old people now are like, it was better back in my day. Because no, it wasn't.
No, it really wasn't. This is way worse.
I mean, I will always be nostalgic for certain things, but one thing I pride myself on is keeping an open mind and trying new things, even when it comes to like food. Like, I never try to have a closed mind. So
the thing that
will serve us well.
I don't care about the future and like growing up and then people look at me like I'm a dinosaur because I remember things. What scares me the most is being at a point where like I don't understand things and I refuse to like adjust to it. Like I remember my dad, he came to Seattle a couple years ago and he never ridden an Uber before, and he had no idea like what this thing was. And I'm like, you call this car, it picks you up, it takes you where you need to go. But he would just never do that because it's just too much work. Or like Venmo, and like Venmo is now so crazy where I could send money and get it instantaneously for 25-cent fee. So it's like, just go with the times. Like, just speed it up. And
to be fair to your dad, I have not used either of those things, but I would. I would. If I
haven't used an Uber, I would.
No, dude. First off, I don't even know if they're out here.
He lives out in the fucking boonies.
That's true.
Yeah, that they might not be out here. And two, I could easily walk to my downtown. It's like now it's maybe like a 10-minute walk to my downtown.
The thing is that you know, like you understand what Uber is, though, and you would if
be
you
afraid
had
to use it.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the thing that worries me is like just me being negative and just saying I don't want to use that, even though it's that accessible. Where you know. Like, really, it's insane how convenient things are. I can get Instacart right now, and it would still probably be cheaper than the gas it would take to go to the grocery store. And it's, like, it's just...
Think of how many older people you know that, like, held on to their flip phones for so long. But how many of them, once they got their smartphone, you know they're never going back. They might not figure out as well as we do, but they're like, yeah, this is obviously better. You know what I mean?
Right. Just embrace it. Like, if there's new technology, it's there for a reason. It's there to advance shit. You know? God damn it, people.
Update for you, Jeff. You do have Uber in DeKalb.
Okay.
You Ooh. Asshole.
This changes everything.
Yeah.
It changes nothing. I'll never need it.
My sister-in-law drives for them under their Uber Eats program.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Delivers food?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like at lunchtime.
Which is awesome. And, like, Uber Eats is great because you make them come to you. Or, like, they have to go downstairs to pick it up. Some of them, they come up to you. But Uber Eats is specifically, like, your driver's downstairs. Pick up your shit. So there's at least some sort of not laziness that has to be incorporated.
I've never used it.
Uber Eats is just like an Uber. It's like literally like your Uber car's downstairs.
Get your shit.
Yeah, except you're not entering the car. You're just picking up stuff as opposed to DoorDash. Now, DoorDash will actually come upstairs to your door, knock on it, and give that to you. There's all sorts of different things going on here in Seattle. It's great. I literally, if I work from home, if I had a remote job, I don't think I would ever have to leave my house.
Yeah, I think we might be at that point now where...
And I don't even live, like, close. Like, I live, like, 20 miles out of the city, and still, like, I have this much connectivity to, like the surroundings where... Essentially, yeah, I don't have to go to a store ever again because all this stuff can get to me within 2 hours. But that's why I prefer games that I could download because I could download a game, it would take an hour, or I could, you know, get dressed, go to my car, go into the store, have them try to fucking sell me something, you know, maybe get tempted to buy something else, come back. You know, download the patch or whatever. Like,
oh man, I still love going to Best Buy though. I always order like so that you, for store pickup. So I always go to the pickup counter.
Okay, that's fair.
I like browsing in stores, but like, I hear you, Fozzie. Like, I got God of War. It's ready to go. You know what I mean? You know what I did?
That's what I'm saying.
Click the button.
And it's even quicker because now it's like you preload it. It's just like you just need to wait for that ticker to hit, and it's going to be faster. Like now it's out. Like and it, I don't know if it would be out right now at GameStop. I might would have to wait till midnight.
But at the very least, you have to do all those things you said: drive home, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but this
exactly.
thing is downloaded and ready to go.
Like, I'm downloaded, gonna go. Ready to go. I could be, you know. Enjoying some legal stuff here in Seattle, getting a pizza, hang out with my dog, and enjoy
what legal
some
stuff would you be enjoying in Seattle?
Things that probably, well, it's probably legal in DC as well. So
it's coming soon to a state near you.
Exactly. Don't worry. Once the politicians realize there's money to be had, it's back, baby.
The guy running here, so it looks straight up, wants to legalize it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be 5 years. Anyways, So, technology's great, but I do appreciate the olden times where fucking lag was the worst enemy. It was insane. You would get, like, 2 frames a second and be okay with it. It was terrible, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. Yeah. Now you can just stream right from your phone. It's crazy.
You play Fortnite, and it plays pretty well as far as what I've heard.
Yeah, so today I played Fortnite on my phone while streaming to Mixer.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. That's even possible.
Right.
We got any other catastrophes? Game catastrophes?
Yes. Pretty much anything like no. You knew what you were getting at least with Sea of Thieves. Like it was out there.
I'm just trying to think of cheap shots now that we could take.
Peter Molyneux, anything he pretty much makes is right. Like just a pure disappointment, which I really feel bad. I felt like he was like one like the last like great artists that were generally excited, and they just wanted better. They wanted for games to be the thing that they always wanted, but maybe he was born just like 20 years too early or something. But yeah, kind of disappointed. Although I like Fable.
Fable. That series, as you got each entry, got a little worse. None of them are bad. They're all like playable and fun.
Would you like to see a new Fable at this point? Oh,
I would, not made by him. Like I'd like someone to take the idea and actually finish it.
Well, the rumor is we'll see something at E3. So,
God,
Honker.
As I announced on Twitter, we'll see the next great Microsoft franchise to be canceled 6 months before launch.
Yeah,
this is true.
I hope there's something. Like, I really do. There's gotta be.
Scalebound 2. Let's just pretend the first
Scalebound
game.
Scalebound 2.
Oh my god.
I'm so pissed that they dropped that game. That game looked fucking cool, dude.
I was like that first game that's like, oh my god, these graphics are incredible.
It sounds, Jeff, like that was all they had is what they showed, though. Like, that was everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Right.
Is Anthem coming out this year?
No, it got delayed to next year.
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
Just wait till Red Dead gets delayed to next year. Then there's going to be nothing left to look forward to.
What do you mean? There's so many games coming out this fall?
That's all I'm looking forward to.
Spider-Man, baby.
Ooh, oh, Spider-Man yeah. does look good. Yeah. Spider-Man does look good.
Yes, Spider-Man in September.
They're a PlayStation exclusive, yeah?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to Spider-Man. I'm looking forward to Red Dead. I'm looking forward to Mario Tennis.
Yeah.
And Dark Souls on the Switch. That's about it. I mean, I'm sure it's going to fill out.
Come on, Call of Duty. Or not Call of Duty. Battlefield.
Spyro.
Battlefield 5.
How about something, your favorite franchise, Battle Royale version? Come on.
Right.
Let's go.
I would buy a Call of Duty with a Battle Royale, got to be honest.
Right.
Or Halo with Battle Royale.
You might have the opportunity to buy Call of Duty with Battle Royale, but not a single player.
Have you heard of this Nintendo game, Smash Brothers? No. Another Battle Royale clone.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out this year, too, right?
Is it?
All these
Battle Royale clones. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did hint to that.
Smash Brothers, I don't look forward to, though. Like, I'm not like most people. Like, I'm like, okay, I'll get it. I'll enjoy it.
Donkey Kong, I feel like you're a Donkey Kong fan, are you not?
Yeah. The one that's coming out though is just
Freezer, right?
Yeah, it's fucking hard.
Oh.
And they got kind of a massive set of balls to be saying like that's $60 game.
Oh really? They're charging $60 for it.
Yeah. Like if it was $40, I would probably get it. Because like, I don't know. It's a good game. But $60, come on now. All you did was add an easy mode.
The thing, too, is that, like, Nintendo games are, they just never drop in price. So, if it's not $40 now, Well, I mean, to be fair, like, lesser like AAA ones. It will eventually, but not for a while.
Yeah. 4 years from now, it'll be $20 on their platinum gems or whatever.
But I tell you what, I think that Mario Tennis game looks really good, actually.
I've heard good things about it.
Like, surprisingly good. There's, like, the full-on single-player mode, like, story mode kind of, like... It just looks solid. Coming out right in the middle of summer.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think there's a whole lot else coming out this summer either, is there?
Well, now Dark Souls for the Switch got delayed, unfortunately, so... To summer, quote unquote. So who knows when that is? But
so did it only get delayed on the Switch, or
yes, only on the Switch?
Okay,
which is what I have it pre-ordered on. It's what I wanted on. And
what game?
Dark Souls. And the amiibo going along with it is obviously getting delayed as well. So yeah,
praise the sun.
God damn it!
Get a...
that's why I bought Bloodborne.
You can get the Nintendo Labo. Comes out tomorrow.
It does.
You guys, I'm try it out
for that. I'm curious. I definitely want to see what people say like 3 months from now. If it's like, yeah, it's just kind of destroyed at this point, or if it stays around. It's cool, you know.
Are you getting it?
Well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait.
Oh. Christopher?
No.
It's
a lot of money to spend on cardboard.
It's expensive cardboard.
My kids haven't asked for it either, so.
My kids saw it and forgot about it, so.
Yeah, that's where I'm hoping they stay.
I'm just waiting to get paid, and then God of War is coming to me tomorrow for sure.
God of War is waiting for me at Best Buy right now. It's like,
see?
It'll be here when I get home tomorrow.
Fuck yeah!
War is going to be a really hard one to beat. I think this year.
It looks like I watched on the PlayStation Store like the trailer that they have on there. It gets me so excited because like at the end, the kid's like, "Do you think we could kill something that big?" And like the last shot is him like coming down on top of this thing and it just says "God of War." I'm like, "Oh my god, dude!" Like, I get chills every time I watch it.
It is kind of funny because, well, I didn't watch much of it. I just watched a little bit of what Giant Bomb played. And it's like a huge map. It's like Zelda-esque for sure, Breath of the Wild. But it's like, oh, it's Zelda, but there's actual voice acting, and the voice acting's good. And, you know, your weapon doesn't break every now and then, like every fucking 2 minutes, so... I'm sure people are going to really enjoy that.
Don't you be fucking with Zelda.
You should.
I'm not.
Especially over that. That's like the one bad thing about Zelda.
I'm just saying that it takes a lot of things that Zelda did, it looks like, and just kind of makes it a little better.
I think God of War is a little different type of game, although...
It is. Yeah, definitely there is something whimsical about Zelda for sure, but I'm just saying. Just saying, it's out there.
Well, either way, even if it was like straight up regular God of War, I was playing God of War 3 like this week. The game is fucking great, dude.
Like, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, it's like one of those games like Devil May Cry where it's like I just want really good combat and I want to kill a lot of things in a really like gruesome way. So like, let's make that happen.
Throw in a couple puzzles. Like, call it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, so, you know, the gameplay's always been tight for those guys. Well, at least for, like, you know, the good one.
Yeah, this just looks, like, super ambitious. I love the idea of the axe that you could throw and it just comes back.
No matter what. Right, like, yeah, that's cool, man. I like that a lot.
Yep. I'm excited for this.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a lot to say about God of War next week.
Oh, yeah.
So all of us will be playing it, except for maybe Pete, because I think he waited too long and Amazon does not have any copies left.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that's like the next big thing, I guess, is God of War, and then probably a little bit before some other stuff comes out.
That's it, because everything else is getting delayed.
But yeah. So that's 400 episodes.
It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
That's almost 8 years, and maybe it's been 8 years. I feel like around this time is when we may have started.
This is true.
Think about all that's happened.
We started in August, so I don't know if it was it 2010?
Yeah, it had to have been.
Yeah, so we're almost at
that 8 years. Makes sense. Let's see. So yeah, because 16 episodes later is like 4 months. Yeah, you're right. That's pretty much fucking right on point.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So Fozzie's going to leave us again.
Yep.
But you'll be around.
I'm going to be around. It's just like things have just gone really crazy, and then like I have a wedding to plan and everything, and it's just there's a lot on my plate. So it's not like
wedding planning is easy, Fozzie. What if they?
I don't know. Anyways, yeah, and it's just like I've come to realize I'm kind of more of a guest anyways, which is perfectly fine. So I'm just taking, let's just say, a little bit of a sabbatical.
All right.
Goodbye forever, Fozzie.
I'll miss you until you come back.
That's a long time, though. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll be like, I've got things to talk about.
Anytime you have things to talk about, Fozzie.
Sure, I appreciate it.
So Fozzie might not be back next week, but he might. Who knows? To talk about God of War.
I am probably going to have to talk about God of War.
I'm leaving you guys, but I'll be back next week.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm gone forever. First God of War.
All right, so we will be back next week. Probably spending a whole lot of time on God of War, so Fozzie, say goodnight.
Night. Goodbye.